Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I'm Prophetess Lou. Hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I have a couple announcements. Today's devotional is out. It's called Shunning the Spirit of Perversion. It comes from Job 28 and 28. He said to the human race, "The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to shun evil is understanding." So that's out. It's about 7 minutes long. Also, 5 minutes with God is out as well. If you're looking for the Bible challenge or the prayer of the month, please make sure you message me. You can message me on any platform. You can email me, Facebook, Instagram. If you also click the link in my bio, it will take you to multiple platforms. I host the podcast on and I place a devotional on. Even I have it on Tumblr. So Tumblr has a messaging service. So if you want to message me on Tumblr, you can do that. Anything you want to talk to me about, you can message me on anything and we can talk about, even if it's not about the devotionals, if it's something you're not understanding, I can help you with it. If I don't understand it, we will seek God for it. But if you go into surrenderministries.info.org, it has all the devotionals. It's always updated daily. So you can go in there and read it if you like to. Also, halfway at the bottom of the screen, if you keep scrolling, is a chat box. You just put your name and your email address. So you can chat with me through our chat service or my chat service if you like. Also, if you need anointing oil, I got my vials back filled up with anointing oil, so you get a small vial in the mail. It's free of charge. If you want anointing cloth, it's free of charge. I will send that out as well. I think that's all the announcements that I have. Also, if you go back to Saturday's Noonday Prayer, at the bottom is a list of everything we pray for. Every day we're going to be praying for different things that the Holy Spirit have led me to pray on. And this will help lengthen your prayer life. Like I tell everyone, this is not to conduct your prayer life, but this is to help lengthen it if you're having a hard time lengthening it. Also, if you could pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Do that. That will help as well. But we always want to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment of spirit, and eyes and ears to be open at all times. These are things that I think every Christian should pray for every day. But let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to change us and mold us, Father God. Help us to be better people, Father God. Help us to be more like you and less of the person that we have became, Father God. Father God, every day we ask you to remove the bad fruit out of our life, Father God. We want to produce nothing but good fruit. Father God, we ask you to forgive us of any sins we've done, knowing and unknowingly, Father God. Father God, forgive us of the vices that we hold on to and the yokes that's over us, Father God. Father God, remove those yokes, Father God. Father God, we bind and rebuke those yokes that's over our life, Father God. We rebuke the spirit of disappointment, the spirit of gluttony, spirit of memory recall, spirit of perversion, gluttony, gossiping, lust. Father God, we rebuke those things, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, depression. Father God, we rebuke them right now. Father God, witchcraft. Father God, we rebuke them right now. Loneliness, we rebuke it right now and send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. Addiction, in Jesus' name, we break it and send it back to the pits of hell, in Jesus' name. Father God, we just thank you for your healing. We thank you for your direction. We thank you for being a shepherd. We thank you for being a guide. We thank you for being a tower, Father God, for us, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to help us be, help us walk in the spirit, Father God. Help us to stay walking in the spirit. Help us not to walk in darkness. Help us not be led by our flesh, Father God. Help us to rebuke the flesh. Help us to rebuke the desires of what our flesh wants to do, Father God. Our flesh wants to smoke until we get high and drink excessively and have moments with people that we shouldn't have. Our body wants to eat as much as we want to and listen to all the words that people have to say that we shouldn't be listening to. Father God, our eyes want to see things that it shouldn't see. Father God, we ask you right now to Father God to help us not to live and do those things. Help us to stay in you, Father God. Help us to want to live a righteous and holy life, Father God. People don't want to live a holy life, Father God. People don't want to walk on a narrow road anymore, Father God. People want to walk in sin, Father God. People want to do what they want to do, Father God, because they say it's their life, Father God. But Father God, you know it's a place called hell and it's real, Father God. And people need to understand that you will go there eventually if you don't live the life that you should, Father God. Father God, help people to understand that, Father God. Help them to get hold of reality, Father God. Because reality is not having all this money. Reality is not having a big house. Reality is not having a fast car. Reality is not sleeping with all these people. Reality is that we can go to heaven and hell, and our life is nothing but a vapor, Father God. We can wake up one morning and wake up in hell. We can wake up one morning and wake up in heaven. It doesn't matter, because our life is nothing but a vapor and it's short, Father God. Father God, we should live a life of righteousness and holiness, Father God. Father God, remove anything that's in our life that's leading us the wrong way, Father God. Remove anybody that's in our life that's sending us the wrong way, Father God. Father God, help us to live a life that's pleasing to you, Father God, because we want to please you, Father God. Help us to put down our old ways, Father God. Help the pastors and teachers and prophets to get up and do what they're supposed to do, Father God. Not tear down the church. Not do what they think they should do, Father God. Not dabble in witchcraft, Father God, because it's not going to get them nowhere, Father God. Help these churches to be churches, Father God. Help them to help people get on the right path, Father God. Help the pastors to talk the way they're supposed to talk and rightly divide the word of truth, Father God. And help people to go home and read their own word for themselves, Father God. Help them to seek the Holy Spirit to lead and guide them, Father God. Help them not to look for other things and other people to lead and guide them, Father God. Father God, help people to stop relying on people and rely on you, Father God. Father God, help people to seek you day and night, Father God. Help them to know that that's the only way to walk in a Christian walk is to walk with you, Father God. It's not about what people can do. It's not about how many zeros are in our account. It's not about who did this and who did that. It's not about binge watching a show or how much we can fill up our bags and cars with bags and stuff we buy, Father God. It's about living and believing in you, Father God. Father God, help us have faith in you, Father God. Father God, your word said we just need faith of a mustard seed, Father God. Help us to have that mustard seed of faith, Father God. Father God, we don't want to talk about blessings. We want to talk about you, Father God. We want to have a change of heart. We want to have a new walk. We want to have a new mind, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you right now to help us walk in you. We ask you to help us seek you, Father God. And Father God, help us to apply it to our lives. Help us not to just be hearers and doers of your word, Father. Help us not just to be hearers. Help us not just be doers. Help us to be hearers and doers of your word. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for leaving the comforter, Father God. We ask you to give us ears to hear and eyes to see, Father God. Help us not to ignore him when he's trying to direct our path. Father God, help us to walk in what he says, Father God. Help us to order us. Help him to order our steps in his word, Father God. Father God, help us, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Father God, we break every chain, Father God. Father God, rebuke the watcher spirit that's listening to our prayers right now, Father God. We send them back to the pits of hell, Father God. We rebuke the spirit of perversion that's crossing this world, Father God. People think, oh, I can be what I want to be. I can do what I want to do. I can love who I want to do. Love. And Father God, I ask you right now to break that spirit right now, send it back to the pits of hell. Father God, is sweeping our children away. It's taking our children's mind. It's taking their soul, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, rebuke the grip that's over this, the spirit has over our children's lives, Father God. Father God, we rebuke it and send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. Help ladies to be ladies and men to be men. Help them to walk the way they're supposed to walk, Father God. Help them to dwell in you, Father God. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of aggressiveness, Father God. People are so aggressive nowadays. People want to fight, Father God, but no one wants to fight for their soul, Father God. Help them learn to fight for the right thing, Father God. Help them to do the right thing, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to watch over these children as they go to school, Father God. We ask you to watch over the people that's watching over them, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over the parents, Father God. Watch over people that are grieving, Father God. Rebuke the spirit of bitterness, Father God, because that doorway is leading to other things, Father God, and people don't see it that way, Father God. They'd rather walk around mad than to walk around with the glory of God on them, Father God. Father God, we pray to you right now, Father God, and we actually lead and guide us, Father God. We actually lead and guide us, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Say, In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly, this is our prayer for the month. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing your face to shine upon me and to bless me graciously. Lord, lift your countenance upon me and give me your peace, please. Lord, I pray that your favor be upon my life as a cloud of latter rain. Please, Lord, do not hide your truth from me. Open my eyes to see the word, to hear your voice daily. I pray to receive abundance of revelation. Lord, I rebuke any ungodly forces operating against my life and my destiny. Lord, I pray for an open heaven and I bind any demonic spirit that tried to block the open doors and blessings head my way. Let your grace and favor increase in my life, and I will receive all deliverance and enlargement for my life. Let the righteousness, peace, and joy of the kingdom be established in my life. I rebuke and bind the authority over all nightmares and demonic dreams at night. In the name of Jesus, I release your powerful angels on my behalf to fight my battles in the heavens. Lord, I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember to read Proverbs 13. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom and knowledge, discernment of spirit, eyes and ears to be open. Remember to pray for people that are on ventilators, terminal cancer, and loneliness. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platforms. Remember to share with family member or friend. And remember, Jesus loves you. Thank you. Have a blessed day.